White House hits back at Amazon plan to show tariff price rises, date modified :2025-04-2019-15:21:12.226Z, description U.S. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt calls a reported plan to detail tariff impact on prices a hostile political act. White House hits back at Amazon plan to show tariff price rises, 2 hours ago, save, Natalie Sherman business reporter, BBC News, save, Getty Images, the White House has hit back against a reported plan by Amazon to detail the price impact of Donald Trump's trade tariffs to its customers, calling it a hostile political act. Amazon told the Washington Post it had looked into itemizing the costs for customers using Amazon Haul, a low-cost site it launched in the U.S. last year to compete with Shein and Temu. But it denied such a move had been under consideration for its primary e-commerce platform. Still, the White House decision to go on the attack over the report is an indication of the pressure it is facing over its new import taxes, which analysts say will lead to higher prices for consumers and increase the chances of a recession. At a press conference marking the president's 100 days in office, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said she had discussed Amazon's reported move with the president and claimed it represented another reason why Americans should buy American. "This is a hostile and political act by Amazon," she said. "Why didn't Amazon do this when the Biden administration hiked inflation to the highest level in 40 years? Trump has ramped up tariffs since re-entering office in January, measures he argues will boost manufacturing and raise tax revenue for the U.S. Even after rolling back some of his initial plans this month, Trump's announcements have left many foreign imports facing new duties of at least 10%, while products from China are facing import taxes of at least 145%. The measures have prompted a sharp drop in trade between the two countries, and has raised fears of supply shocks and product shortages from baby prams to umbrellas, items for which China is a major supplier. On Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent defended the government's economic record and promised trade talks with many of America's biggest partners were underway. However, he dodged questions about whether the U.S. was in negotiations with China, the third largest source of imports to the U.S. after the European Union and Mexico last year. Some businesses are starting to detail the costs of the measures for customers, with Shein and Temu among the online platforms to already announce price hikes. Merchants from China represent about half of the sellers on Amazon in the U.S., according to analysts. Amazon's plan to detail the tariff impact for customers was first reported by Punchbowl News on Tuesday, citing an anonymous source. The company has not responded to the BBC's request for comment. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, who privately owns The Washington Post, met with Trump after the election and has praised his push for deregulation and lower taxes. Amazon was among the many businesses to donate money to the president's inauguration, and Mr. Bezos was given a seat of honor at the event. But the two men have had a tense relationship in the past. Trump repeatedly criticized Amazon and The Washington Post during his first term, while Mr. Bezos in 2016 accused Trump of using rhetoric that erodes our democracy around the edges and once joked about blasting him to space in a rocket. In 2019, Amazon filed a lawsuit against the Pentagon, alleging that it had been denied a $10 billion contract due to Trump's decision to pursue his own personal and political ends to harm Mr. Bezos, his perceived political enemy. Reporting contributed by Bernd de Busman Jr., Amazon Trump tariffs global trade Donald Trump.